Kitty falls anytime, not to saying anything. Kitty falls anytime, not to saying.
I knew my last name, Sollers, was all of those signs.
Bad.
Kitty pause is 3:30, just so you guys know.
Kitty pause anytime, not to say anything.
Kitty pause is 3:30, just so you guys know. Kitty pause is 3:30, just so you guys know.
And then I think maybe we can do another.
I did my last name. Kitty pause is 3:30, just so you guys know. Kitty pause is 3:30, just so you guys know.
And then I think maybe we can do.
I did my last name.
Yeah, the sort of lack of ego there is part of the trio. Isn't that beautiful?
Wow, nice, so nice.
Yeah.
Well, our full throttle egos is part of our trio. No, I'm kidding.
Full throttle.
So we are exhaust.
Well, we better introduce everybody. So, Iyak Shomla, hi Skeldinis, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. And tonight, I've got this is one of the furthest link-ups that we've had in a while. I've got from New England, United States of America, from a what kind of establishment you sat in there? It's a co-op, right?
Yeah, a natural foods co-op.
Oh, that is amazing.
And in Blue Hill, Maine.
Blue Hill, Maine in New England. Yeah. And you've even got like built-in halos there.
That's correct.
Yeah,
so. You know, you can be righteous with your natural food.
Halo Connections, it's Mr. H. Gary Tepe. Cooperative fruit, I should like some. I have massive problems with fruit cooperation. Went out to the shop and got myself half a kilo of kumquat. Come downstairs about 4 o'clock in the morning, me fluorescent lights flickering like an ill-advised strobe light at a funeral. And I really needed some backup at a moment like that. I said, come on lads, help me out. They just sat there looking orange. I will give one caveat though, lemons. They do help dress me a salad in the morning.
This is what a bit nearer to home, well, nearer to our home, but a long way from Chris's home at the minute. I've got Archie, good evening.
Hello.
And
hello.
I've got Erdem as well.
Yes, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Tim. Thanks for having us.
So you three together are a whole that is greater than the sum of the parts, called Exos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exos, which is exhaust. I mean, do you emit fumes?
We definitely run on them.
And I mean, is it exhausting work?
I mean, I think we probably were a very hard working band while the three of us. Well, we still are, but we were while we were living here. Like in less than 2 months, we managed to play 3 times. And record not once, but twice. And wow. Some of those we'll play for you tonight. We record a place called Gate 27. Yeah.
That's incredible. And just to juxtapose that, so you've got sort of, what do you say, 6 recordings, and you had a very sort of short window of time that Chris was over here. And just to juxtapose that, Fleetwood Mac have not brought out an album for 18 years.
Hi, this is Stevie Nicks, and I just wanted to apologize to our fans for this brief hiatus that we've been having. I've been looking after my chihuahuas, and also in 2004 I had an unfortunate shaving mishap. When we do go back out there, I can tell you I shall be known as Stevie Nick.
You say that I'm much too old be lo-fi. I tried for times to rearrange myself to fit within your mind. So I not sympathize with how I've walked along your lines. I heard your words, you can claim them first. What you said, it was mine. What you said, it was mine. Cause I won't
what you said, it was mine.
I don't wanna
what you said, it was mine.
I'm walking past the center of you. I'm taking back what I've thrown left askew. I'm looking to replace those old news. And there you are. An inexplicable truth. Something I take and I don't know what to do. I'm running from the thing that is you. Well, fine, yeah. Here's my excuse. What you said it was mine. Mine, my, my, mine. What you said it was mine.
Stuff mine, so maybe we can just talk about it if you can fit it in.
New York based band that just crushes it with energy and awesome lyrics and phonetic in sync playing together, and they just kind of, and I think there's bright things for that band.
Hello Connections, it's Brian here from Chesterfield. Very excited that you've got Exos on the show. And I just wondered, firstly, do they put anything other than eggs in their Zos? And also, some might think this a personal question, but what kind of amplification do they use? I ask because I, as a hobby, paint amplifiers from different perspectives and different angles. It's something that brings me a lot of joy. And I belong to a collective called the Martial Arts.
But in Exos, we don't sing into microphones. We sing into tailpipes.
It's true. Cool.
Meaning that you get the echo, or...?
It's a muffler and diaphragms. That's kind of like where we go there.
That's another Frank. That's that Frank Zappa album from 1980.
Yeah, we are producing Zappa albums on this show.
Zappa might even raise from the dead just to be like, these are good ideas.
You're listening to Mufflers and Diaphragms, the new album by Frank Zappa out on Warner Reprise. A record with some of the most expensive sound effects in recording history. Mr. Zappa wanted to blow up a car just to get the effect. But unfortunately, he burned his lips in the process. Make it your manifold duty to buy one today before you get poisoned by carbon monoxide. Mufflers and diaphragms, clouding up your bedroom.
Well, three mistakes. One for each decade that I've been away from the music and the instrument.
Yeah, so that's a B-Fart and Zappa collaboration right there.
It's also slightly ZZ Top in the best possible way, I think.
Yeah. ZZ Top, as I prefer to call them. Didn't the guy out of... everybody's dying these days. Stop the dying, everybody. Beard. Jim Beard. Was it? Yeah, he died.
The guy from ZZ Top with a beard died. Oh, there's a guy in ZZ Top without a beard called Jim Beard.
Yeah, Billy Gibbons and drummer Frank Beard. And, the bassist died, didn't he? Dusty Hill. So Dusty Hill... Billy Gibbons and Dusty Hill are the ones with beards, but the drummer is Jim Beard, who has no beard. There's an irony for you.
You're just reading the credits of a Benny Hill.
Yeah. It's another Frank Zappa album.
Aradam wants to play The Dream by OCs, but the last time they've dived in some territory that's pretty awesome, like in really good, like ZZ Top zone, or ZZ Top, as you like to call it. ZZ Top.
I'd say with a little twin, a little twang of AC/DC, a little Angus in there too, though. I think it was a little combo.
I also think Iron Maiden. I think it's just an example of, you know, really trusting yourself and trusting the influences that you like and then letting it, like, reverberate over everybody else.
I have my just normal service bus memories I was listening to in my headphones. I really enjoyed the tune. It was a Pitchfork Media compilation list, and I saw this. I always follow Pitchfork Media. I don't know you guys, but like they are doing really good job, I think. So they were there. It was OC's was their selection on that in early 2000 and like all those years. Few years ago, let's say. So yeah, it was that, like, service bus, you know, you're going to work and you're enjoying a song, that's it for me, that was it.
All right, next time I'm on the service bus, I'm going to think of the OCs, and that's it. That's gonna...
Yeah, I arrived there for an artist residency at this place called Gate 27, where we did some of these recordings. And I got there on September 20th. I met Archie September 20th. I saw Archie again for the first time. We're old friends from San Francisco on the 21st. And I met Airdom, I think, that Saturday night.
I hate pigeonholing music, so I don't know why I'm even asking you this question. But if you could sum it up in three words, what would you call it?
Yeah. I would love to say just one word. It's just independent music to me.
Nice.
Indie music, it is to me, because we don't have like any taboos or, you know, dominant things except for music. We are just creating music with our own selves.
I think. You know, Archie and I came from this garage scene in San Francisco, and I think since we're, you know, like almost coming out of a vehicle in some way, I think there's a real garage influence on just like rolling with the sound. And I think there's a garage punk influence there. I also think there's some other kind of
one of yours, Cup of Joy. We've been working up towards this one.
Yep.
So tell me, oh wise ones, what is Cup of Joy?
Chris?
Airdom, you tell us what it is first. I'm curious what Airdom thinks it is, and then we'll go, well, then maybe Archie and I will decode it.
I don't know what it means, man. Like I just played drums, you know? Sorry, man. I mean...
Cup of joy, all the pride.
Chris, do you want to go next, or should I just say?
Sure. It's like I think it's like the male drizzle on two different styles of water closets and two kind of toilets, and it's like whoa, I keep thinking about like if we keep pissing on the seat, like how are we ever going to fix anything else, you know?
When we played this only one time, actually we played it at the wall, and I just said, here's a love song about toilets.
All right, Hilda, love.
All right, bet, love. Can I have an Irish ducky?
Irish, sweetheart. What's that?
Well, it's like an Irish coffee ducky, but we aren't the coffee.
Oh, ER ducky. That's 48 and a half, love. Your Stan were looking a bit flushed earlier, lovey. He said they got some bathroom work going on. I hope he's squirting bleach under that rim. That's all I can say.
Flushed? What's he got to be flushed about? A man of his years can't be mucking about getting flushed every Saturday. I'm going to rumble his system.
Ah, I see what you did there, Hilda.
I'm gonna go round there and cause him some domestic problems. You better keep me Irish eyes smiling, ducky. Stanley, what in God's name are you doing in my water closet?
Hello, Hilda. I'm getting water out at cistern to make aftershave lotion.
Who do you think you are, Eve St. Lawrence?
Oh,
bloody Coco Channel.
Oh, but Mr. Baldwin says you can get £5 for toilet water on market. So look on this cup as a cup of joy, Hilda.
I'm pulling the chain on this right now, Stanley.
Oh, Hilda.
Yeah. Funky bass there.
That's for your relief. That was a Frank Zappa biography film, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got Bridget Dawson and the Mothers Network.
Yeah, Bridget's an old friend of ours who was a vital band member of the OCs for years, and this is like her first solo album, and I think it's extraordinary poetics, and I have a blender in the background. Sorry. It's like total blender action.
In your
I don't think it, I think it's taken large leaps around Prague personally, but I don't know.
We've got Tushikala.
We want to,
you take
Archie. I really like. I'm the, my most interesting component to this is just like how you were kind of how it grew on you and what aspects did it grow on you? Because I think what nailed it for me is that Erdem comes in with this awesome beat at the beginning, and I just like I don't want to complicate this with so many of our songs and just kind of keep it simple. Just kind of complement the space and
yeah.
Erdem.
Yes, what I want to say is completely true. I agree with you. And plus, we have this Turkish and English alternated lyrics in the song. So it is kind of like resonating together. Like, roll the dice means şansın zorla. Şansın zorla and roll the dice are mixed, you know, in a really magical way so that you can just... You just hear something and it feels so psychedelic to me. Personally, and it feels so, you know, it feels so new wave.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And Adam does a great job, and he's actually doing that while he's drumming.
Yeah, I'm trying
to. It's not, the vocals aren't patched in or anything. He's actually drumming and giving directions.
Giving directions,
Talimani.
So Talimani, yeah, it's the first time in history.
Anyone's ever drummed and gave directions to Talimani.
I mean, do the directions go anywhere if you follow them, Adam?
Yes. I will give you directions. If you come to a concert,
yeah.
Can you think of a better gift than something that helps a guy look good and feel good every single day of the year? Can ya?
Keep you from getting busted.
We've got one of yours now, Chris, which is a bit of a play on words, Kitty Paws, but pause is like P-A-U-S-E, a pause for thought.
Or Kitty Paws, the paws themselves. I had some weird
Did you do any scratching on it?
Just like, oh, there's cats everywhere. And people told me about the film and stuff, but I just kept filming cats at the beginning. I didn't know what I was going to do while I was in residency making cats. Art. So I just started recording all the cats I saw.
I think just before we play this one, can I have your best cat noise from each of you, please?
Wow.
That's nice. Adam.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's angry.
Yeah.
Kitty, kitty,
dream.
There's a friend here at the local. You want to say hi? This is my friend Matt. This is my younger brother who lives is my mom's best friend.
Oh wow,
good to meet you, man.
We're at this is the hangout. This is where everyone gets Wi-Fi and gets sandwiches.
Got it. Here's one for you. How does Bob Marley like his donuts?
How does Bob Marley like his donuts? I don't know.
We're jamming. how do his friends like the donuts? He's not sure, but he hopes they like jamming too.
This guy. It's the middle of the night, and your mommy and your daddy are sleeping. It's the middle of the night, and your mommy and your daddy are sleeping.
Like with us, there's a sort of there are things when it's emotionally striking, we like it. But there's also the like kind of lowbrow, you know, sort of humor about things in a lot of our songs, like Bar Wine, Cup of Joy. But there's also a little bit of a, you know, relevance about it. I mean, you can leave that out if you want. How low is my brow? Well, not Bill Berry from REM, but yeah. No, it's my brow. If I lower it like this, it's kind of, I kind of get this gothic look.
Maybe that eyeglass they are using in the balcony maybe it's like about that.
Maybe have a contest to see how high they can raise them. Yeah.
Yeah, let's try it. But by the same token, now you're at the punk show, so you gotta go lowbrow.
when you go to from a city to another city, you have to listen to that announcement, and it's always a like a low quality announcement with all those silly noises. And I'm trying to do something, you know, fun there.
Can you do it again?
Something like this.
You know, Cheap Rasta is about going to Olympus and not having the best experience with Rasta.
The best experience with a hair, not hair.
Actually, that experience is very special to me because it was a very sincere moment that I was talking to Archie about this thing happened to me. And when I went to Olympus, I got a cheap Rasta for 10 lira and half of my hair died.
Earth Girl Helen Brown. Heidi is this awesome writer and singer. I formed a band with a bunch of different friends from LA and the Bay Area. And she writes a lot of songs on environmental and eco justice matters, and just has a really good whimsical sensibility, but does it in these grooves that maybe range from like Sade to something else. Archie.
Thank you.
Chris, just to round up?
Yeah, maybe just a minute, but I have to go because it's for this other.
Well, look, yeah, Chris has got to get off now. But listen, it's been an absolute pleasure and a privilege having you all together in two very different places in Maine and Istanbul. I think before we go, I'd like you to just make a random noise, please, separately, so I can join them together. We said we wanted a live session, and I think that's as close as we're going to get to. That was absolutely.
Who do you want to on the radio?
Who would you like to say hi to?
Oh yeah.
Oh man, there's too many people. Like.
Like Bangu,
Bangu, Ada, who did the smoking jackets with us, Bustra, Bilal, Ega, Edja, Rana, Melissa. Thanks, everyone. So good to meet everyone.
I would love to say hello to Yalen. I'd love to say hello to anybody in the care in the time of COVID, which is a WhatsApp group that might be listening. I'd like to say belated birthday to Ronan.
Happy birthday, Ronan.
Squirrely little Irish man with no head. I'd like to say a big happy birthday.
Happy birthday, to Jenny. Yeah,
massive. Happy birthday, Jenny.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my family, my mother and sister and my nieces. I'm saying hi to them. They will be listening. And yeah, my family and my friends who had listened. Yeah. Hello, guys.
Hello, John Bonham. Family. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. We have more songs to play for you after the North video stuff. Yeah.
Yes, not now.
So you're beating Fleetwood Mac by two albums now.